This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. Thanks for listening. We are here with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. As always, it's great to have you here, Casey.
Thank you, Shalane.
And this week you watched the musical romantic drama, Annette. And this is doing just so-so with the critics, and audiences can be hard to please with musicals. What did you think of this one?
Annette is a dramatic movie musical about the relationship between a provocative male comedian and a beloved female opera singer who endure their shifts in popularity, tragedy, and love in current-day Los Angeles. Rarely do I see a film that leaves me as puzzled about its message as this one. Annette feels like one half serious opera and one half indulgent pop music video. This story and its songs were originally planned to be an album for the pop rock duo Sparks, whose music is often categorized as quirky, peculiar, and theatrical. Sparks instead created the original soundtrack for this film with heavy use of rhythmic keyboards and repetition of lyrics. Annette has a definite visual flair, like other visually lush movie musicals such as Moulin Rouge from 2001 or Across the Universe from 2007, all of which push the boundaries of film's general capacity for storytelling and emotional connection. Most successful movie musicals exist to tell a story, with song and dance as a garnish to highlight plot changes, character development, or a general vibe. Annette is the opposite of most musicals because the music is the star, with the story, characters, and relationships serving as supporting ingredients. This musical role reversal makes Annette feel strange, obtuse, and confidently wild, like it's basking in its own world of tortured romance and magical talent. French film director Léos Carax continues to develop his poetic and conceptual style, as Annette is sure to challenge every viewer's idea of music, film, and storytelling in general. I applaud the boldness of such a feat as Annette. It's just a shame that the film couldn't be more accessible or relatable for a wider audience.
So you really don't recommend this one?
I'm torn. I would use the word unique to describe it, but I would not use the word visionary. It seemed to get a little bit too wrapped up in its own ideas and passions.
Well, Casey, why do some musicals work and others don't?
It's true. It's either like the musical's going to be terrific or it's going to be terrible. It's such a fine line, especially in the 21st century when movie musicals are not popular or mainstream. I think it's all about the balance of how do you make sure all elements of the movie musical are controlled or restrained enough so that audiences will grasp it and enjoy it at the same time. It's just a lot of extra elements to balance and control.
All right. Thanks for being here, and we'll look forward to seeing you back next week.
My pleasure.